back with another Brit Rest special, joined this time by an exciting young talent from the West Midlands, training at Kamikaze Pro and Future Shock Wrestling Academy. She recently debuted for the Lancashire Wrestling Federation, Black Country Championship Wrestling, and Wolfram Blow. Please welcome Leah Raven.
You weren't joking when you said about introductions, was you?
No, I love to milk it. It's wrestling. That's what we're supposed
wrestling.
To do.
All the wrestling.
Got to milk all the it. I think Big Dame I liked my intro for him earlier. So big thumbs up for that one. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you two?
We are, well, yeah, we're quite excited today. So
we are. We're having a great day because we've spoken to somebody who's been in the scene for a long time. Oh, we're now speaking to someone who's just coming up in the scene. And this is a real good juxtaposition to show how great the British wrestling line is at the moment. We've got so many good new people coming through.
Indeed. It's a good mix. It's a good mix.
And of course, we are TNT's A Great British Wrestling Podcast for Great British Wrestling, as featured on BodySlam.net, brought to you by Power4 TV. I am your host, the Great British Tag Team, Mr. Andrew Moore, and the two most joined, as always, by Big Daddy Dan, Mr. Daniel Allen. Just Dan for short.
Hey, as I said earlier, we are having a great day of British wrestling. And of course, great news on the British wrestling front today as well, because we've got a big WWE pay-per-view coming to the UK.
We have.
Massive. But we recently actually saw Leah in action over at the Lancashire Wrestling Federation, where we first met her. She put on an very incredible performance against a very tough opponent, Gia Adams, as she competed in the 15 Women Battle Royal to crown the first ever Lancashire Wrestling Federation Women's Champion. How was that?
If I'm honest, it was insane. Absolutely. Was not expecting anything like that to ever come up. But yeah, it was surreal how it happened, because me, Simon and Sam Bailey were all training, and all of a sudden Sam Bailey goes, "What do you reckon to this?" It was like, okay. And he kind of put my name across. Next thing I know, I'm being put in touch with LWF and I've got a booking. Sam helped with that, which was amazing. For him to even put me over was amazing. It didn't seem real for a while. And it's one of my favorite bookings, even though it was a minute and a half including entrance. It's still one of my favorites because it's still got the after effects now. It was amazing. I loved it, every second of it. I loved
that show. Drew so many people along because you had the best of British female talent in that ring, and we felt very honoured to be there watching. And Gia Adams was a powerhouse during that match.
Yes, definitely. To be even on the same show as some of these was just amazing, because some of these have been doing it for years. Some of these are getting really big names for themselves. So to even be included in the same matches, like you say, Gia Adams was an honour. It was very much like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in here. But I got some amazing feedback, obviously from yourself as well, which thank you very much. I just do what I do. I went in, I tried to put myself over as much as I could, as well as putting her over as much as I could. And I just enjoyed every second of it, and I loved it. I did, really did. I loved it.
Now, when we had Simon Hill on the show just the other week, he spoke about how proud he was to be able to introduce you, because he was the guest ring announcer for that day. So how was that? Because I know Simon's been so proud of, he was very complimentary of how much hard work that you've been putting in when training.
Yeah, he's had, we're going to go into a little bit of just normal here, because after that match, the first person that come to find me was Simon. And he just instantly gave me a massive hug and said, "I'm so proud of you." And I'm not going to lie, I cried multiple times that day. I cried multiple times, and that was the first time. But yeah, so that day was special for both, because I've only ever known Si as the DJ or the ring, the commentator. I've never heard him ring announce. I've never seen him ring announce, so it was very new for me. But he's also never seen me live. He'd never, so to introduce me in that match, as well as see me in that match, was a first for him. But seeing him ring announce and have him ring announce my best friend ring announce me to that match was special as well. He's always saying like, "Oh, you've done this, you've done that," and I'm just like, he's very much reminds me of the positives. He very much does that for me. Training wise, he's gone, "Go on, why not hit?" Like, he introduced me to Future Shock. I'd never even thought of going. It was just something that never occurred to me to be able to do. I don't know why I thought that, but I was just like, can I though? But yeah, we did go, and I love it. Sam's amazing. He's got me past a lot mentally with some moves that I never even dreamed of attempting, let alone doing, and things that I haven't done for a very long time due to injury. So for him to actually conquer that, he's amazing. I love going to Future Shock. I really do. It's gone through barriers for me, which is a good sign. A very good sign.
And the Future Shock Academy, it's produced some of the best British wrestling talent there ever has been since its 20 year history. It's around about that.
Yeah,
it's been producing some of the best talents. And Sam Bailey, in fact, we've had a lot of guests from the Northwest recently. I don't know how that's come about, but they always compliment Sam for his in-ring acumen and the way he's able to bring the best out of his trainees.
Yeah. You can see why it's the best training school. It's one of the best training schools in the UK, and you can see why he's one of the best coaches in the UK. His in-ring ability and his in-ring psychology is like nothing I've ever heard or seen before. He puts you over above and beyond what he needs to. He puts everything into it, and it's dedication. He's so underrated. But yeah, he's helped me so much, and I'm so thankful for that, because I never thought in a million years I'd ever do what he's actually got me to do again and new. So, yeah.
What move have you found the most terrifying the first time you did it?
Moves up.
I was about to say, there's a video of you doing a standing moonsault that uploaded very recently.
There is. That's the scariest move I've ever done to me. But believe it or not, leapfrogs were terrifying. That is the one I haven't done for 3 years, because it's what initially caused my injury. And I haven't been able to do one since. And it sounds so silly, but he managed to do it. The amount of times I've wanted to do them, not the half ones where you just lift one leg over or push off the back or anything, I haven't been able to do them for years. And he got me to do it in 40 minutes, less than that. I was like, mind blown. Absolutely mind blown. And so I was there at that time, and he captured the video, and I watch it and I just laugh, because I forget how to use my legs, I forget where I am, I forget everything, because the realization of what he's just done dawns on me. But yeah, we was all laughing for about half an hour.
Everyone says so much good stuff about Sam Bailey. He really does seem to be a phenomenal guy.
It's a whole new entity, whole new being.
He's, I think in the recent about 5 interviews, at least 3 times he's been put into the Mount Rushmore. Our Mount Rushton of British wrestling, because, we're British. We've got to have the Rushton, not Rushmore. So actually, while we're on it, when you look at British wrestling yourself and who's inspired you and what you've done, who would you put on your British Mount Rushmore?
It's no shock, because you've just said it, but Sam Bailey would definitely be on there, 100%. Oh, gosh, there's so many. How many do I get?
Four.
Four.
Well, three more now because you've had Sam already.
Okay. Sam Bailey would definitely be one. Gia Adams. Definitely, because working with her was amazing. It was, everything was just so awesome. It was just awesome. Gosh, there's so many.
It's not an easy one.
It's not.
That's why we like it. Put our guests on the spot.
I'm just going to like throw two out there. Chantal Jordan and Harley Hudson.
Nice.
They are some amazing...
If I change my mind, because there's so many good ones and they're all so good.
Harley's been doing so much as well. She's been commentating. She commentated your match up at LWF.
She did.
And she's also been commentating for PEW, Phenomenal Elite Wrestling, in Stratford. She's been doing a hell of a lot.
Yeah. I would love to work with Harley. I would absolutely love it. Hudzilla and Leah Raven, book it. Like, I'd love that. Chantal Jordan, I've known since I started wrestling, and she's just phenomenal for her age. I've said it when I first met her. I was like, how old is she again? I was like, how? But yeah, even over these few years, like, she's always been there. She's always been like, you've got this, you can do this. And she's like, talks you through stuff. She'll go through things with you. And the things she can that she's achieved in her space of time is amazing. But yeah, she's just so loving, kind-hearted, and then she absolutely kicks ass in the ring. It doesn't matter who it is. I think she aces it every time.
She's one of Andy's favourite wrestlers in the UK.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. I do love the ones that go out there and kick the crap out of their opponents.
Yeah. Standard.
we hear rumours that she has a younger brother coming up as well.
Maybe.
But I do know there's this young little lad, Kamikaze 7, I believe, and he's doing some great things over at Kamikaze Pro. No idea who's under the mask.
No idea. Yes, he's another one. He's very flippy. He goes here, there and everywhere and can do mad things and don't quite understand how, but yeah, that he's very good. He's very good, and he's ripping up Kamikaze at the minute as well. There's just so many.
And you see, this is the thing. The South at the moment, we've got the close personal friends who are well known for their flippy wrestling.
Yes.
And in the Northwest, you've got more sort of like technical, hard-hitting wrestling. So it's great to hear that we've got the Kamikaze kid there who is...
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I'm more the techie, brawly, with a hint of fancy.
We saw you hit the Hurricane Rana on Gia Adams.
That was a special one. That was a, this is for you.
Now, you recently also made your debut for Black Country Championship Wrestling, who have been doing some great things in Birmingham, and you took on a young lady who's really, really beginning to make a name for herself, and Lucia Lee. What was that like?
Again, I've never worked with Lucy before, and I've always said it, but again, she's, for her age, because I believe I'm older than Lucy, and for her age and what she's doing really well for everything. She's doing really well for herself. I love her selling. I love it. And I said this, I think it was against Hannah Taylor at Kamikaze. Her selling in that match, like, you can't compare that. Like, she puts people over regardless. But to work with her, I took some moves that I thought, oh, that's actually not bad. Her feedback as well, she was so good. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that match. And again, I've been really lucky, I think, with who I've been able to face. And I have by some amazing people, and Lucy is one of them. She that match was really good. I really enjoyed that match.
Yeah, hoping to get back down to BCCW at some point again.
I'd like to. I really would like to. So we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Now, you also made your debut for Wolf from Pro. Who was that one against? Sorry.
Kiara.
Of course. Yep. And how was that match?
Again, I think I just like working with everybody. That was really, I really like that as well. Kiara, she's just so, such a lovely person outside and inside the ring. That was a really easy match to kind of work through, and it doesn't, I think I just like everybody. I think I just like working with different style people, but every match I've had, I haven't had a bad word to say about it ever. It's people putting you over, you've got to put others, you trust them, and yeah, I think wrestling now is definitely something bigger than what I initially saw. Because I thought it was so much more complicated than it actually is. But it is in a sense, it isn't, and it is. if that makes any sense whatsoever. But yeah, I just enjoy every second of it. When I get in a ring, when I come through the curtain even, it's a completely different world. It's completely different person. It's
completely different. When Leah Raven is coming through the curtain and coming to the ring, what music are you coming out to?
I am coming out to Warrior by Stitch Up Heart.
Is there any reason behind it?
Funny story.
There you go, see?
It wasn't the original, but it was in a list that I made of maybes. And I went to see Fozzy in Birmingham. And there were two support acts, and Stitched Apart happened to be one of them. And as she started singing this song, I was like, I know this. And I looked and I was like, it is. So I'd listened to this song for ages. And so technically I've got to see two bands live, but I kind of clicked that it's a rumble. Like, I don't want to come out really slow. I kind of want to just get out, do my thing. It wasn't, the original wasn't that style.
Mm.
So I was like, I know what I'm going to have. And it's just stuck ever since. It's been the permanent one ever since.
Okay, I was meant to be at a gig in Birmingham last week. I was meant to be going to see Crawlers for their first tour in Birmingham. And unfortunately, the lead singer lost their voice. Do you like going to gigs? Do you go to many?
I do like, I would love to go to more. And I do, but I haven't been to many, unfortunately. But I would love to go on more, way more, because I absolutely love them. The atmosphere is just amazing.
Who would you love to go see in concert then?
Oh, there's a few. Bring Me is definitely the top of the list. Bring Me the Horizon is. Fall Out Boy is up there as well. Avril Lavigne as well, because I've always been a fan, always. But yeah, I think those are pretty the ones I'd go for.
So where did your love of wrestling come from?
Oh gosh, this is another one. So I'm not one of these people that have watched wrestling their entire lives religiously. I've not been one of these that have looked and gone, I want to be a wrestler when I grow up, this is what I want to do. And that sounds really bad. But as a kid, who hadn't watched WWE? Who didn't know who Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, Triple H and Undertaker were? Who didn't? And don't get me wrong, it did cross my mind as a kid, like, oh, that would be amazing. And you used to hit them on your family members, do the stunner or a slam on your brother or your sister or whatever. But it kind of drifted. Like, I never knew about wrestling in the UK, ever. I never knew nothing about it. And then I got introduced to a promotion, which I went to the shows. And Trent Seven, I went to up to the merch tables and Trent Seven was there. And he found out that at the time I was training in boxing. I did boxing training. And he said, oh, you should try this. You should try our training. No. Flat no. And the show after, I did kind of go, okay, I'll try one. And it took months for me to attend my first one. And I tried one. And I haven't done a boxing session since. It was that simple. Trent Seven got me into wrestling. It's weird to say it.
That's quite a name to have as a person that got you in.
It is, isn't it? It's mad. But he was just like, oh, I'll go and speak to so-and-so, but they'll sort you out. But yeah, try our training session. I'm like, yes. But yeah, I tried one session and I've never done a boxing session since. So you can kind of say that, yeah, I caught the wrestling bug, if you like. Definitely.
Who were your early influences then?
Famous or indie?
Go for indie. We'll go for both. Okay.
Indie. Ooh, that's a tough one as well. recently, RPD.
Another boxer.
Yes, and because I show, I believe, I use my boxing side in a style. So I'm a believer in stick with what you know. And when I see him, it's like, oh, I never thought of how to move like that. And you know what I mean? It's similar kind of background. So yeah, recently it's been RPD. Another one. Oh, there's so many.
We interviewed RPD a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. Say like he's indie, but now he's gone over, hasn't he? But Pete Dunne was another. I got to have a couple of sessions with Pete Dunne and they were inspirational beyond belief. I'm quite lucky with the people I've met and the people I've got to have seminars with, and I'm very lucky in that sense. I had my injury and I did a little seminar with Pete, and he looked at me and he said, I can tell you're up here, because I was very scared of my injury and anything happening. And he says, you're up here. He says, I know it's hard. He said, but let go, forget the injury, because you're better than you think you are. And that stuck with me ever since. And that was 3 years ago, I think, 3.5 years ago. It's been a while, but when he said that, of all people, Pete Dunne. So yeah, that was definitely a massive one.
What do you think of his butch? Have you seen him on WWE at the moment on SmackDown?
It's back to his original style. I mean, a name's a name. It's nothing, is it? But it's back to his original style where he was like flinging his coats at the commentators. And that's what I first saw at the first promotion I ever went to. That's his attitude. He was very like that. So I'm seeing what he used to be, which is even better.
I think he's going to do some great things. He's been tipped for... Triple H tipped him as one of the first to be British WWE champions. About time. Yes. We need one of our own. Even the Scottish got one now as well. We need one of ours.
The top one, and I know everyone's going to say it because he is who he is, but ever since I was little, he has been my favourite. But you'll probably like nod in a minute and have a little bit of a realisation with the gear and stuff. But Undertaker. His mentality, his character, his whole persona, how he moves and everything is very inspirational to me, Undertaker is. He's just amazing. He's great. If I could send adoption papers over, I would.
when I was actually young watching wrestling, yes, I was terrified of The Undertaker when he first appeared at the 1990 Survivor Series. Absolutely. I got to see him live once against the British Bulldog in Birmingham, in fact. It was, must have been 91 because he was still undefeated, but Bulldog got the win due to a disqualification.
I'm very jealous, and I am looking forward to hearing his podcast, but also slightly terrified of hearing his podcast.
He's just insane. Absolutely insane. But yeah, it's one of my things that I do want to meet him at some point.
So are you going to be the dead girl walking at some point?
Oh, you never know. I have that kind of vibe, I guess. You never know.
You have a slightly dark gimmick. I remember you did have the black and purple gear, I think, when we were at the LWF. Who designed your gear?
Empress Pro Gear. She's amazing. Just so good. She's done quite a few people's on NXT UK and now a few people on the indies. She's just so lovely. But yeah, my gear was made by her, and there's not a single thing wrong with it. It's just perfect fit. It's just perfect. I love it. I feel so comfortable.
So when's the Layer Raven merchandise coming?
Oh gosh. Who knows? But you'll be the first to know.
We'll make sure to like and share it and get it out there to all the people. And yeah, we want a dead girl walking t-shirt.
Now that is that's ideas already, isn't it?
Potential. It definitely has potential.
Are you hoping to achieve in the next by the end of this year, and then sort of like future goals beyond that?
Oh, I've never actually set goals, and I'm usually one to set myself something to achieve. But with this, I've actually said a couple of... That's the cat. I've actually said a couple of times, I never expected to debut until June, July this year. That's what the time I'd given myself to get back into it all again, and train up and gym up. But November, I pushed my hand. So it's just kind of carried on since then. So I'm just like, it's carried on. Why am I going to stop now? So it's just one after the other. But now that I've done the, especially with LWF, that show especially was amazing, and the feedback and the comments I had from that was just incredible. But yeah, I have thought, what would I want to do? Where would I want to go? Who would I want to face? And I do want to get at least, I'd say, up to, what month are we in? We're in April. Ooh. So another 8. Okay, I say I want to at least get 15 to 20 matches before the end of the year.
That's a good target.
All right, that's
15 to 20. It's a low one, but it's a nice one. As
Any
far
promotions
as
promotions in particular,
LWF, of course. Again, I would
their crowd love, is special.
It is. It's so good. We feed off the crowd. Like, the louder they are, the more energetic I feel as well. Like, we feed off it in a sense. One I would love to debut for, absolutely love to, is Odyssey.
Just had Ethan on the show as well. Ethan Edwards, the GM of OPW, great little guy. And yeah, they've been doing some amazing things over in Morecambe. Oh,
the shows are incredible. Ethan's so lovely. I remember my first show there, and I was just like, I like it. I love it here. But yeah, so all the people there are just so lovely, so welcoming, and I've got to know a few of them, and it's amazing just to watch and, well, as Leah, observe. But yeah, I would love to debut for Odyssey and just show that crowd as well who Leah Raven is. And like Twitter says, hashtag face the Raven. You don't know unless you do.
And of course, you'd have Simon as your commentator for the show.
That's what he hasn't done yet.
You'd have to be a face because he's the face commentator, whereas Johansson is a bit more of the heel commentator on that side, Kurt Johansson. So
he could be shocked. We never know. Could be shocked and be like, what is my friend doing?
Of course, he's going to be making his debut for Kamikaze Pro as a commentator at their next show. Is it Sky's the Limit 8?
Yes.
It's going to be an amazing show.
Really, the lineup's amazing.
Clint Margera versus Chuck Mambo in a beach ball death match of all things. I'm sure that's going to be so much fun.
I so definitely want to commute up for that one. I know it's a long way, but oh, it's going to be such a good match.
Well, you do love your deathmatch wrestling.
I do.
Would you ever compete in a deathmatch?
I have been asked this, and it was always, are you mad? But I wouldn't go too far with it, but I'd consider one just to say I've had one. Because, Leah Raven can be very brutal and evil, and we can go there. But, I think I'd do one just to see. And who knows, I'd either continue it or I'd be like, no, thank you.
Well, I think it's Soft Pro have got Harley Hudson versus Mariah May in a Dream Doll death match, which I'm really looking to find out what that is going to entail.
Yeah, I'm quite intrigued what that is.
If someone doesn't smash a Barbie house over somebody else's head during that match, I am going to be really upset.
It's all about who loves the pink more. So there you go. Is there any type of stipulation match that you would really love to compete in?
Now, that's one I haven't been asked before.
So that's a really good question, Andy. It's not one you've asked before.
That's a really good one. I'd like an ODQ, I think. An ODQ. Because, again, like, my style's very brawly, so you never know what you're going to get with an ODQ.
I think in that case, we would need to see you against Ivy for an ODQ. I think you would put very well against Ivy in an ODQ.
Well, she would come accompanied with her trademark baseball bat. If you were in that match, what would be your trademark weapon?
I have already seen this discussion. Me and Simon actually had this discussion a couple of days ago, I think. And I don't know, even know how it came up. But we was on about weapons. And I said, well, I couldn't put all off a sledgehammer. That's already taken. By a great man himself, Triple H. So I'd have a chair. And he said, why a chair? And I was like, I don't know. Just a chair. Why not? Why not? Yes. I think that suits.
I've done Sean Spears quite well over in AEW.
You need to get a nice outline so you can rattle spray a Raven onto the chair beforehand.
Or just put someone's face on it and then...
Put it on somebody else's face. Yeah, I like it.
Have the engraving of the face.
I like it. There's a dark side to Leah Raven that's coming out now.
There always is. There always is.
Right. Anything else you got on you, Daniel?
I was going to ask about upcoming matches. What can you tell us that you have got coming up ahead?
I don't know.
That is fair and honest. So what you can do is you can let us know afterwards and we can put that as a link on what you have upcoming. Who are you looking forward to seeing in the upcoming matches that you're going along to at Kamikaze and others? Are there any standout young superstars that you're looking forward to seeing?
Some of them I was looking forward to and they've been and gone. So now it's like the Clint Margera and Mambo one, I am intrigued by that one. Deathmatch by Beach Ball sounds interesting. That's definitely one. I'm looking forward to RPD after Odyssey and how he's going to deal with that, because I think that's incredible. And of course, the rivalry between Simon and Lance Rivera, because who doesn't want their daily popcorn intake with their tea every morning from them two?
Indeed.
And if you haven't seen my status on Instagram, please go ahead and look. I might even share it on Twitter because I'm quite proud of myself.
We are going to be interviewing Mr. Rivera very soon.
Yeah, see, because he called us biased for having Simon on and Ethan on, who were rude about him. So now we've said amicably he can come on the show and tell his side of the story. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
I just wake up every morning and just hope there's something I can drink my tea to in the morning. Because I find that to be hilarious. It was National Popcorn Day last month. And I actually put a tweet out saying, where's my drama to have my popcorn to on National Popcorn Day? Neither of them responded. Neither of them did anything that day. Very disappointed.
Rude.
you should have stirred the pot a little bit yourself, made them comment.
Oh, yeah, that's what the status is on Leah Raven's story. Ethan put a photo out from Saturday and they said, caption this. So I did. I'll put Ethan when Simon and Lance walk into the room and it's that picture and gone, now it just calmed down.
You got Warhorse is going to be at Sky's the Limit when is it? It's 22nd of April.
22nd, yes.
It's a big show. And Zaya Brookside is going to be back in action at Kamikaze.
I'm looking forward to that one. Zaya, Rio and Mariah.
Mariah, indeed, yeah. Who's making some huge moves as well right now. She's been doing so well for herself, debuting in America.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm putting money on the fact that she'll be with Impact by the end of the year.
She's going to be with somebody by the end of the year. She is such a great performer. And
there's so many people I'd want to like work with. It's unreal.
Leia Raven versus Mariah May. Let's get it done.
Oof. That's a good one.
Right. I think with that about wraps it up. Is there anything else you would like to say just before?
I don't think so. I could shout out to everybody that I love them, but, not going to do it.
Too many people.
Too many.
Indeed. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, just remember one thing. Don't feed the trolls.